Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for some announcements. Well, I had someone ask what adventures I've gotten up to this week, and so I am pleased to report in. This week, one of Heather's dear friends from Regina visited us for the whole week, and we went and did many adventures, but the one that stands out probably the most was the Trails End Farmers Market. Because I did not expect to see somebody sell a chicken for $3, and then walk into a furniture store, and then walk into an antique store, and who knows. It was a very strange and yet delightful place. So that takes the cake. I'm not sure what else to say, but I'm definitely going back and spending like a week there to explore. There's just so much to see. So that is wonderful. We do have a few announcements about the church. So, John.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to let you know we were working very hard yesterday preparing all the food and desserts and everything for our two dinners and shows next Friday and Saturday. So I really want everyone to come out. We want this to be a parish family event. We want it full. And that's why we did the two nights, because then we can host everyone. I did want to say we've had some tickets donated. So if you find the price too much, please... Everyone is invited. We want everyone there. So if you can't swing the ticket, don't worry about it. A quiet, confidential call to Rebecca in the office and a ticket will be provided. Okay? I am looking for some help either night. If you go Saturday, maybe you could help on Friday. If you go Friday, maybe you could help on Saturday. I really want to make sure everybody comes out and everybody gets a ticket. Karen will be selling them after the service. Please get your tickets and come on out. And it's going to be a wonderful celebration of our parish family and our 150th anniversary. Thank you.
A few people have been wondering whether Heather actually exists. But I can tell you, myself, Heather, and Heather's parents will be at the Saturday night dinner. So if you want proof that she exists, she'll be there. With that, there's a couple of other announcements to have. Next is on October 22nd, there is an installation service for yours truly, and it's going to be a wonderful service. It's at 7 o'clock that evening, and we'd invite you all to come to a beautiful service where members of the Anglican clergy, priests, and pastors from the different denominations in Wortley Village are going to be here, and it's going to be a celebration of new ministry. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to see many of you there. With that, the following Sunday is, from my understanding, when St. James traditionally celebrated All Saints Day, the last Sunday of October, the Sunday before November 1st. And that is going to be a wonderful, wonderful Sunday because we are baptizing baby Jake, which is wonderful and exciting, and what a great day to baptize. I also have uncovered that there is a tradition in St. James of remembering those who've passed in the last year on the All Saints Sunday. And I'm trying to figure out how to make baptizing a new baby and naming a bunch of people who have passed as a sort of thing. So I think this is what I'm going to do. Actually, I don't think. I know this is what I'm going to do, and we're going to try it out. There is an ancient tradition in the church called All Souls Day, which takes place on November 2nd. And the theme of that day is going to be remembering those who have passed and have departed. And so it's not just within the last year. It's anyone that you still carry in your heart or grieve. I invite you to this service to have their names listed on a list to be read out in remembrance. And then the whole focus of that service on Thursday at 7 o'clock will be remembering those that we loved and praying for the souls of all those in the world. I've ran the service past the bishop. I've got a stamp of approval, which is pretty fun. In my previous congregation, this was a service that came to mean a lot to many people. So if you'd like to light some candles and remember people that you still care about, it's a wonderful opportunity for that. So November 2nd, Thursday at 7 p.m. And I think that is all the announcements that I have today. So would the congregation please stand? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, in our baptism, you adopted us for your own. Quicken, we pray, your spirit within us, that we, being renewed in both body and mind, may worship you in sincerity and truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Philippians. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Eudoia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Endures forever. Who can declare your mighty acts, O Lord, or show forth all your praises? Happy are those who act with justice and always do what is right. With the favor you have for your people, and visit me with your saving help, that I may see the prosperity of your elect and be glad with the gladness of your people, that I may glory with your inheritance. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everything and everlasting and to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Once more, Jesus spoke to the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. And then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out in the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, to the wedding hall. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Just out of curiosity, how many of you were here last week and heard my sermon about being thankful for everything, even the tough things? Okay, well, I want you to forget that, because this gospel reading is brutal. If there was an Olympics of things you didn't want to preach, this gospel reading would probably be a medal contender. This is so different and so hard from the stories of God that we know. And yet Jesus is telling this story as an example of the kingdom of God. So what I feel when I read this is, so God can forgive Peter for denying that he even knew him. That's fine. But not wearing a robe, that's the line in the sand. That's about as far as you can go, and then you're out. God can forgive and work with the people of Israel, worshiping other gods and doubting and falling away and coming back and falling away and coming back. That's no problem. But not wearing the right thing, that's it. That doesn't feel very good, does it? That feels a little bit scary. Now, there was a time in the life of the church that I'm the one in the church right now, the only one wearing a robe, and this is what I'd wear for a wedding. So I would feel pretty self-righteous being able to stand here going, well, I'm clearly not the one that they're talking about. And if you're feeling a little niggle, if you're feeling like, oh man, maybe I'm the person in the story who's done something unforgivable that I don't even know, well, there was a time I could stand up here and say, well, you know, if you're feeling that, we definitely could use some help in the nursery. Or we could have some visitors go out and help out. That might alleviate some of this guilt that you might be feeling. And, well, we definitely could use someone helping out in the nursery, and we could use some more visitors, and we could use all of these things. I'm not sure that's really the message that God has given us today. If I'm going to practice what I preach and be thankful for even the tough things, then maybe we need to be thankful that we have to wrestle with the scriptures sometimes. We have to take them out, look at them, figure out how they fit into this worldview that God has given us, this understanding of the kingdom of God, and try to figure out what is God saying to us in this moment today. with this incredibly difficult text. My first plan for the sermon was to talk about someone in the church I grew up in. I grew up at this lovely, lovely Anglican church in Winnipeg, where it had the last men and boys choir in Western Canada, but because my family wasn't a singing family, I wasn't part of the choir, but enjoyed the music. But they did something when I was about 9 years old that caused almost a revolt. They added an ombre, which for many people means absolutely nothing. But in the church, we love our strange words. So an ombre is a little box that is either on the wall or in the chapel, which you take the bread and the wine that has been blessed during communion, and you set it aside so that it can be taken to a hospital for somebody who's sick or taken to a care home. But it's a special place for the blessed body and blood of Christ to be treated with reverence and respect. Well, there was one woman who every Sunday after that ombre went in, during the offertory, would sit in the front pew and stand up and walk out the back of the church. She wanted to make a point that treating the bread and wine as something special and holy was just a symbolism and it was too much. And so she walked out. And so I was tempted to use that as the example to say, what's really going on in the story that we hear today is that the person is getting it wrong. They're not wearing the right thing. They're not doing the right thing. And so when we come to church, when we gather together, it's important to be of the right state of mind. But I realize that that example is really wrong. That example doesn't work because it's not about the good people and the bad people. We hear that the servants invited everyone in. And I can't imagine that all of them had their own wedding dresses to wear at the banquet. No, the king said, everything is ready, everything is provided. And so that would include the gowns. And I can't imagine if they were wearing the gowns right or wrong that would make a difference. That's not what the king is upset about. On a side tangent, I belong to a Facebook group called the Society Against Bad Liturgical Vestments. It is priests, 99% priests, who like to say, oh, look at this, he's wearing his stole tucked through the rope, or he's not wearing it through the rope, or it's a little bit too long on one side or the other. Oh, the comments are so catty. It's really fun. But the king in this story isn't complaining that these people who wore these robes for the first time aren't wearing them right or wrong there. It doesn't matter. It's participating. Just like that woman who stood up and walked out because of the way church was going, was still participating in a real and an authentic way. The problem is when things are provided and there's no participation, there's just apathy. There's not caring. And that's where I see the problem in this text. That's where I see the real struggle. It's not getting it right. It's not getting it wrong. It's not even trying. It's not even caring. We are told throughout Scripture to think about the good things, to think the best of each other, to build each other up. And time again, I feel convicted. I feel called to encourage people to live the life of faith that makes sense for them. To live the life of faith that they can walk through the world with on Monday as well as Sunday. Faith, to be real, needs to meet us where we're at. It needs to meet us in the midst of our daily lives and help us be the best people that we can be. Being worried about wearing the right thing isn't going to help us do that. Being worried about the little details, I think, can sometimes get in our own way. And I think that's what I really see coming time and time again, being brought forward, is it's not so much the stumbling blocks that we throw in other people's way, but the things that hold us back from God are the stumbling blocks we put in front of ourselves. Are we willing to participate? Or do we just not care? It's worth wrestling. It's worth struggling to figure out what the scriptures mean to us, what our life of faith means to us, not just on Sundays, but every day of the week. It's worth taking the time to care about what God is doing in this world. Because God is doing something in this world. And whether I see the whole picture or not doesn't really matter. Because each one of us are invited to participate. Whether we're super religious or not so much, whether we've got it all figured out or have it all figured out in completely the opposite way of the person who had it figured out, we are all invited to participate. And that's the joy of being part of a community like this, is the fact that we don't always see eye to eye. We don't always see things through exactly the same lens. But that doesn't mean that we're not seeing God. The good and the bad, the wealthy and the poor, those who came to the banquet, to the feast, were invited to participate in the way that they could. Let us be thankful for that. Let us not reach out in retaliation. Let us not bicker over the petty things that get in the way. Instead, let us build each other up. Let us wrestle with the things that we need to wrestle with, support and care for one another, and be thankful in all things, including the difficult texts that make us realize that God is with us, and it's only ourselves that get in the way. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer.
Invited by our God, we have gathered here. Let us now voice our prayers for the church and for the world. Creator, when either the traditional or the progressive blinds us to the truth of your will, clear our vision and speak through our prejudices until we are once again open to your changing. May we be, before anything else, your people, sharing your concerns and your desires. As you have called us, Lord, we come. Creator, we recognize how powerful the influences are in our world, which distract many and lead away from your truth. We pray for the quiet whisper of your wisdom to be noticed and acknowledged in many lives. We pray for widespread discipline of the heart and a new openness to generosity of spirit. As you have called us, Lord, we come. Creator, may our homes and daily schedules be part of the territory of your kingdom, where it is your will which guides and your love which rules. As you have called us, Lord, we come. Creator, our hearts rail against the cruelty and unfairness of suffering and disease. We kneel now alongside all in pain and weep with them, crying out for comfort and the healing of your love. For you are no bringer of evil to our lives, but share our sorrow and give us the grace to bear it. We pray today especially for Sylvia Brightwell, Eunice Smith, Liz Bailey, Zahara Omar, and Elvie Brica. As you have called us, Lord, we come. Creator, as death takes us from those we love, and we find it hard to live without them, Take from us all bitterness of heart, and let us share with them the peace you give over death, which has no power at all. As you have called us, Lord, we come. Creator, it's such an honor to be invited to your banquet. Make us worthy of your calling. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you, in God, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, in the glory of your name.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of constant love, in this Eucharist you renew the covenant made once with us in baptism. As you are faithful in all things, may we in our offering be faithful to our calling. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. By water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a holy people in Jesus Christ our Lord. You renew that mystery in bread and wine and nourish us to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the holy people who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread.
So may your children be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, we love you.
Let us pray. Faithful God, in baptism and Eucharist, we are made one with you. May we who have shared in holy things always bear witness to your covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. Our service of worship comes to a close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.